Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Like the way they title this article, polling upset.
Polling upset, all right.
Yeah. It's like, well, sometimes the polls are wrong, dude.
Yeah.
Let's see. Basically, Campbell's Soup every year goes out there. They do a little poll. They want to see, hey, what's people's favorite side dishes?
All right.
Obviously, don't forget, Campbell's Soup invented the green bean casserole.
Yep.
They were looking to push cans of cream of mushroom.
I don't think they even knew how well that ended up working out for them.
Especially this time of year, you probably think that 90% of their yearly sales
go to this holiday,
right?
Yeah, I mean, like Mike and I talk about, they've done a good job with that chunky brand.
Sure.
Of being like soup, you know, that
soup
you're going to eat.
Man.
But they got cream of broccoli, cream of all kinds of other
but
stuff.
But Miles, right, you're not wrong. And casseroles thrive on the Campbell's company.
Absolutely.
Right? Like I make this cracked tater tot dish.
Cracked tater tot dish.
It is so good.
Is it cream of mushroom soup as
it's
well?
It's cream of cracked. I mean, it's in the name.
It's cream of chicken.
Oh, okay. All
right. So I'm saying, they got a lot of stuff there. So, yeah. So Campbell's obviously wants to know, what is the biggest side dish out there? Also, some facts, 56% of people say eating side dishes over turkey.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
38% said, I can eat just the sides. I don't need the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then 60% of them said they enjoy cooking the sides more than the main bird.
I believe because the bird, you put it in the oven, and then for hours, you're not doing anything.
But again, I do think technology has come a long way, and people are just kind of smarter about ways to cook turkey now. Now, listen, right, I grew up, you cook it in the oven. It was always just kind of bland, and would get dry.
Like, you had to baste it.
Right, exactly. But over the years, you know, now look, if you look at soul food and stuff, that's the only place that really you'll see turkey legs and turkey wings.
Yep.
But they are cooking that stuff low and slow for hours. Now the people, you know, I'm sure in the South or whatever, people were smoking turkeys. But now that you got these Traegers out there, you know, pellet-fed stuff, like people can, you can literally put it out there and just kind of set it, and you don't have to sweat it. So turkey, to me, is kind of
a run.
And I'll tell you something else, man. If you don't have any of those gadgets, you don't have a smoker, you don't have enough propane to, you know, spatchcock it and stick it out there for a while, whatever you do. A beer can turkey, as long as it's not, you know, 20-pound bird.
I've had your beer can turkey.
You drink half of a tall boy.
Delicious.
Yeah. Stick it up the gut, man. And, I mean, it stays moist on the inside. The skin was actually good on that one.
I would also tell people a big game changer to me that my buddy James did. I think it was like 10 years ago. I said, what did you do? And he was like, dude.
Dropped it on the floor.
He put it in a brine.
Oh, Castle does that every
right? So you put that in the brine, and then you're right. You don't have to stuff the cavity. You could throw in some aromatics, you know, some celery, this or that. And it comes out great. So I think also people nowadays with technology, I think a lot of us know more cooking techniques that used to just be for cooks and chefs and kitchens.
Just some the people, internet alone goes
some,
a long
some
way.
Some people inject them. They have all those injectables.
I've never done that. Deep fried is still the best.
Deep fried turkey is pretty hard to eat.
I've never had it.
It's hard to do here just because of the weather, right? You get one drop of rain, right, and you got a different situation. But we were in Texas. This was not Thanksgiving. This was Christmas. And one of my 8,000 relatives there did a deep fried turkey. And, I mean, there's no going back.
Is that what Popeyes does?
Yeah, they
correct.
Do a deep fried turkey.
It is a deep fried turkey.
Yeah.
But you probably needed to order that already, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you probably not.
Yeah, I mean, they've had the signs up for a minute. You got to pre-order them. I know somebody I know tried to get one, order one like 3 or 4 days ahead of time, and they just laughed them off the phone. Like, are you serious? Like, come on. But yeah, they deep fry it, and then I want to say they flash freeze it or something, so it shows up. When you get it, you basically just have to reheat it, but it very much holds that flavor and taste of it. So mashed potatoes for years was number one. Not this year. Stuffing takes the number one spot.
Really? Look that way in our poll today, too.
Followed by mashed potatoes, then sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and mac and cheese.
Okay. I don't want to die on this one, on this hill, but when you go to a restaurant and get mashed potatoes, sometimes they'll do smash red potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll do garlic mashed potatoes. I just like really good Idaho potatoes that are whipped up with salt, pepper, butter, and a little bit of... I agree.
I want fluffy.
I don't need the mashed potatoes to kind of like be different than normal, so
well,
to speak.
But technically, smashed potatoes is just
smashed
that.
Potatoes, smashed potatoes. That's exactly it.
Right? It has kind of that crisp on the end.
Yeah.
But you're right. Mashed potatoes... you can tell I like a smashed potato. Mashed potatoes should be... You're right. Homemade. Not too lumpy, but also don't make it too soupy as well.
Yep. Some people struggle with that. By some people, I mean me.
And back to what you were saying about your leftover sandwiches, which are the best, especially if you have like Hawaiian rolls or something like that.
Texas toast.
Man, when you make just potato pancakes in the morning.
Yep.
Put one of those on a sandwich with the turkey and the stuffing and the gravy.
Right.
And I mean, that is a game changer.
And you know, like, I think everybody has bread you keep in your house or bread you eat or bread you get for the family. But yeah, around Thanksgiving, man, that's the one time where like I'll get Texas toast. Or, like, what's the one brand? And it's, like, buttermilk, this or that.
Yeah,
bread.
I like potato.
Just for the sandwich.
I like potato rolls,
you're right,
too.
It's time to switch up your bread game just for the leftovers you're going to eat for the 3 days after Thanksgiving.
The other funny thing is kind of sweet potatoes. Like, I grew up, you had sweet potatoes, and then it was either do you want big marshmallows or small marshmallows. Mm-hmm. But then I've had other people make candied yams, I guess, kind of with pineapple and something else.
I've had that before,
that
too.
That was really good. But the new thing, the photo they have here that I've had the last few years, is people just mash them up. And they're almost like whipped sweet potatoes. The marshmallow's still in there, so it has the same flavor. But the consistency's different. It's pretty good.
My wife started doing that, right? But she's not a big sweet potato fan. She knows that I am. I think my son likes them. I can't remember because it's once a year that we do it. But yeah, she started kind of whipping them up with all the sweet stuff in there, man. So the consistency, it's almost like eating pudding.
Yeah.
But
pretty
it's
well,
delicious
brown sugar and mushrooms. It's not complicated.
Mushrooms. Yeah. Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. Sorry, did I say mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
And Miles, you were asking earlier about making stuff a little fancier. Like, I think most people like just the green bean casserole to taste like that, but you can fancy it up. One of my friends, Brenda, she makes homemade rolls, which there's so many good rolls out there, but I can't explain it to you. These rolls are unbelievable.
Are they in the three little pieces where you pull them apart?
They're like this big.
Oh, wow.
And you got, like, basically, you could eat. But, I mean, I love the roll to dip in gravy and stuff. Like, man, that homemade roll is so good. It's like, you could just eat the roll.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to go to Izell's a couple days before up on 45th in Wallingford and buy,
rolled.
Like, six rolls just so I have good rolls.
All right, here's some other kind of interesting stats about Thanksgiving and the sides. Out here in the West, they say people tend to add smoky flavors and savory herbs.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. This won't shock you. In the Midwest, they add cheese to stuff, again, and savory herbs. Thrill, you talked about your mother-in-law makes a oyster stuffing.
Stuffing, yeah.
Northeast, sweet, savory seafood and maple syrup gets added to stuff.
Damn. Yep. There you go. It's Pennsylvania.
What about the mac and cheese generation? I know families that swear by that on Thanksgiving.
I think it's a great idea.
Making a pan of macaroni and cheese as well.
Let's just call it what it is. Like, mac and cheese for soul food has always been a part of that.
Right.
And then...
Always.
Always, right. So then over the years, as mac and cheese kind of, frankly, got kind of gentrified, mm-hmm. and everybody started making it and doing this and that, you know, it kind of went away from soul food. Now everybody's like, I make a mac and cheese. So now I feel like it's like an American staple.
Right.
But for me growing up, like, some houses had it.
Correct.
So I didn't grow up having mac and cheese, but I don't think I've been to a Thanksgiving.
Well, when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Given the last 5 or 6 years where there wasn't mac and cheese.
Because people will say, if they're coming over for dinner at your place, you know, can I bring anything?
Yeah.
I'm like, look, I've got most of everything taken care of. But if you want mac and cheese,
yeah, make it,
and, you're good at it, and that's what you need and that's what you want, bring that, man, because that's the one thing that I just don't have time to do and never get around to it. So I've had mac and cheese been brought over to my place. I'm like, man, I need to start making mac and cheese. It's just even 2 spoonfuls. You know, just so good.
Yeah, dude, we probably do it probably once a month. One of us gets a hair up our ass, and it's a little bit of a pain in the ass to make, just if you do the roux and all that kind of thing, but it's always worth it in the end. Like, the kitchen's messy, I'm kind of sick of making it, and it takes forever to cook, and then I take my first bite, and I'm like, we need to do this again and do it soon.
People who brought it over last time had beer cheese in it, basically.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of mac and cheese, 45% of Gen Z, they can't get enough of it.
All right, good.
Yeah. I mean,
raised generation. You're raised on it.
Filling,
well, also, again, it has shown up places. You know, it's kind of like meatloaf, right? Like, I grew up, we ate meatloaf like once a week, but it was kind of a meal you could afford and put together. That's that got fancy, like mac and cheese.
Yeah, if you have like a meatloaf sandwich on your menu, there's a very good chance I'm going to order it.
Yeah.
I am yet to be disappointed.
Or meatloaf sliders, where they put them on the grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my mom, we always had, for some reason, if there was leftover meatloaf, she would kind of heat it up, but then you always had to eat it on toast.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, man.
59% of baby boomers stick to their traditional stuffing and like mashed potatoes. I mean, you could say boomers, but I'll be honest with you. At this point, like, my mom's 80. I'm not even flying her out here. I don't like her traveling by herself. But like, hey, your parents in your 80, man, start cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come
are they on. Doing a Are they doing a dinner at her place? I guess.
She's gonna go down to my brother's house.
Okay.
Which should be interesting. My sister's taking her, but no, the building she lives in is. I'm sure there are. Like, she's lucky enough, she's still very close to family, but I'm sure there's other people in that building that maybe don't. And look, I'll tell you what, man, sometimes I'm jealous of what she's doing. I'm like, you want to switch?
Right.
I'll live in your building with the other seniors for a while. Yeah. Go to happy hour.
Three square meals.
Yeah, I'll eat dinner at 4:30. Like, I don't care.
You know, lights out at 8.
Whatever. They got a bingo night. They're doing game nights.
Now that you've rediscovered your bingo love.
It's basically like a bar menu, you know, for the entertainment.
It kind of is.
I like pudding. This has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. But if you want to do it, you got to get on it quick, all right? McDonald's announced the McRib is back December 3rd. If your favorite part of it is the barbecue sauce, well, good news. They're going to sell it by the gallon. Technically a half gallon.
God.
Now,
is anyone clamoring for this? I mean, is it the same?
They're going to find out.
What's the difference between that and the barbecue sauce that you get with your nuggets, you know? Shouldn't it be the same, like McDonald's barbecue sauce?
You know, honestly, you'd be shocked how much time goes into those test kitchens. So I bet they specifically were like, it's got to be different than the barbecue sauce we put in there. Like, look, we always talk about back in the day, like Burger King had like a Western burger, but that specifically was with bullseye barbecue sauce.
Yep.
Now they got a maple bourbon barbecue whopper.
Yeah. Whole lot of McRibSauce.com. Monday at 7 a.m. They don't have a bunch of them. It's $20. But if you want or need a half gallon of McRib barbecue sauce,
that's clearly a need.
Wow. Whole lot of McRibSauce.com.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.